Welcome to this practice of Under the Cloak. Welcome home. Welcome home. Welcome home. You are exactly where you are supposed to be. And I invite you now to make yourself as comfortable as you would like to be. You can lie down, you can sit comfortably. You can close your eyes or not. You can put a blanket over yourself or not. Cushions under your knees or head or arms, whatever feels comfortable for you. And as you settle, feel your breath begin to move your body in through the nose and out through the mouth. Allow your breath to pulse as your body settles into its position. Feeling the clothes on your skin, the weight of your body pushing down into the floor. Feeling yourself relaxing and being held. And if you can make yourself 5% more comfortable with a wiggle, a stretch, an itch, or a yawn, please do so now. I invite you to relax your eyes closed, if not already. Know that noises you hear can be acknowledged and dismissed. You are completely safe. But please remain aware of my voice. If you feel the need to move, that is completely allowed and okay. If you find yourself falling asleep, that is completely allowed and okay. Let your body do what it needs to do. You will still get the magic. We are here at this time and at this place to connect and empower. To connect and empower. To connect and empower. I invite you to feel your body breathe. With the inhale, your chest rises. Feel the clothes on your body move as your chest fills. And as you exhale, feel the air move over your nostrils and lips. Bring your awareness and your attention to the center of your forehead. Feel the pulse of energy within your brain. Acknowledge that energy and bring down warmth, relaxation all over your face, your eyes, your ears, your lips. Bring that relaxation down as a warm blanket over your shoulders, your upper arms, your elbows, your forearms, fingers and thumbs and hands. Feel that warmth spread over your chest, your heart, over your tummy and pelvis. Feel the warmth spread over the legs, the knees, the thighs, the calves, the ankles, the feet. Feel that warmth in the right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, little toe, and the left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and little toe. And feel that warm blanket covering your lower body, relaxing and nurturing. And feel that relaxing, nurturing in your pelvic bowl, just behind your tummy button, just below where the ribs meet in your chest, just below the ribs in the middle of your chest, where your heart is, in your heart center. And feel that energy come up to the throat center, to the center of the forehead, and the whole body together, radiant, beautiful, full of power and grace, relaxed, warm and safe. Feel yourself relaxed, warm, and safe. Picture your mind's eye, a warm cave, the floor and walls painted ochre red with beautiful patterns. A warm fire burns safely in the corner, keeping you warm and safe. The entrance leads onto a beautifully wooded path, and know that this cave is a safe space that you can return to at any time you wish. Only peace and love can exist in this cave, and this cave is yours. When you are ready, step from the cave onto the path that leads you deeper down the path. You can feel the warm earth under your toes, the wind in the trees and the sun on your face. Hear the rustle of the twigs and the leaves, and smell the water of the dew and of the stream. And bring yourself to the well, the spring next to the path, where the water bubbles clean into the pool. And the warm water beckons you to put your feet within it. Crystal clear, you can see the stones on the bottom, and your feet slide gently into the crystal clear water, and with each little boop of water coming in from the spring, it bubbles over the edge into the stream, and with each little bubble, little eddy and swirl, feel all the discomfort leach from your body through your feet into the water and away down the stream. Feel anything that does not serve you be leached away by the water, by my yod, the earth, taking away all that doesn't serve you, keeping you strong and powerful, independent and resilient. With each breath, the bubbles of the spring bring renewal and relaxation to your body, and feel that sensation spread like a cool mist from your toes, up your legs, back of your knees, over your thighs, around your pelvis and butt, your lower back, your tummy and chest, your upper back, your arms, elbows, fingers and thumbs. Bring that energy all the way up over your neck, the back of your neck, your throat, your face, your ears, your hair, the back of your head and the top of your head. And feel that sensation, that relaxation, that power, that regeneration pulsing into your body like this warm, damp mist, prickling your skin, gently, softly, safely. Wherever this mist goes, your body relaxes. Feel your shoulders relax, your fingers relax, releasing all that does not serve. Feel the mist relax your jaw, your eyes, your ears. So everyone knows the magic mists of spring hold healing powers, and let those healing powers descend into you, ascend into you, come into you. As the stream takes away all of the toxic, and the mist relaxes and heals, know that you are allowed to experience this sensation, and you are worthy of it. Stay here as long as you need to let the magic of the spring do its work. The spirit of this place has a message for you. Reach with your awareness to the edge of your skin, and then slightly further, feeling how the energy of the spring would like to communicate with you, and feel that message coming to you. Is there a gift? Is there advice? Is there a message? Is there a picture? And when you have your message, bring yourself back into your body. And we will begin to wake up. As I count down from 10 to 1, you'll become more awake, more aware, and more in your body. And as the days go by, you will find that every time you wake up, you will become more and more relaxed and able to cope with the things that life throws at you. You are resilient and you are strong enough to cope with anything that comes towards you, the surprises and the shocks of life. You have the ability to cope, and that will grow greater every day. 10, 9, 8, waking up. 7, 6, 5, more awake. 4, stretching your fingers. 3, roll your shoulders. 2, yawn. 1, open your eyes, wide awake, wide awake, wide awake. Thank you for practicing under the cloak. This is your end of the practice. You are awesome. To find out more, visit richardlister.com. Thank you. Bye-bye.